Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Cincinnati's Q102, 625. Thanks for starting your Friday with us. It's the Jeff and Jen Morning Show. Jeff will be back on Monday. It is time for some E! News. We're talking Carrie being single on the new Sex and the City revival, and science has chosen the most hated bands of all time. But first, we're talking Tool Time.
Tool Time on Home Improvement. Tim Allen and Richard Karn played the hosts of a show called Tool Time, and they're back hosting a History Channel competition series called Assembly Required.
Okay.
So Tim calls Assembly Required sort of like a real version of Tool Time. And he said, we're very similar to the characters we play in the show. Richard says, we've all had forms of this kind of show in our heads, but Tim was able to bring it to fruition. Assembly Required features builders competing with each other from their own home shops, with Tim and Richard visiting them virtually to, quote, deliver colorful commentary and oversee their work.
That could be kind of fun.
It could be kind of fun, especially for, you know, people like you who do little home improvement things here and there. Maybe you'll
talking about it yesterday. So, you know, this new house we bought in Clifton, there's this cute little backyard area, and I'm like, it would be perfect to do a, like, one of those skinny, long, like, pools you would see in, like, an L.A. backyard.
Oh, like an infinity pool kind of?
Yeah, no, because that would, infinity pool is like when it goes off the cliff sort of thing, but yes, but like a skinny one. But anyway, so I've called all these pool places and they're like, well, we can come out in 2022 or 23 and give you an estimate.
Oh my God, backed up?
Just for an estimate.
Oh,
not even to put the pool in, like to come out and have a conversation.
Is it because people have had to stay at home and they can't go to the pool, so they're going to get their own damage?
Correct.
We did that too. We looked at it last spring and they said 2022.
But here's what I'm thinking.
Weather.
I can dig a freaking hole.
Yeah.
Right? I can dig some holes. Backhoe thing from the Walnut Hills tool rental place there on Woodburn. I can drive it down and I can dig a hole, right, and order a fiberglass thing and just put it in.
I think you should.
And then Tim Give Allen it a whirl. Can come over and tell me.
We had a pool at everybody in Florida, pretty much. I would bet 90% of homes in Florida have pools, it seems like. You have to, because, you know, it's just so freaking hot. And it's awesome to have one in the backyard, and it's also a lot of work.
Yeah, I'll hire that out.
Yeah, we had one when I owned a house in Independence, and we had a pool too. And it was like opening it and closing it. You have to hire someone. You have to kind of make it an everyday chore that you add to your life.
Go out there and check the pH.
Yes, you got to check all of that and you got to skim it.
Check
you gotta
for
make
animals.
Sure
you're
going
to end up with frogs in there.
That's or fine. Like, leaves and stuff in fall, because like when the leaves start to fall, it's not necessarily always like cold outside. Mm-hmm. So in September, when you're still in the pool, cause it's 90, you still got to get all those leaves out and stuff, but I think you can do it.
I can do it.
Dedicated. Yeah.
But it's worth it.
But now I'm at the point where I'm like, I don't want to wait 4 years.
Yeah. You just want to do it yourself.
Do it.
Let me go just dig a hole. Hire the electric guy to put it.
There's got
to
be some kind of contractor somewhere that's like, oh, here you go, Tim.
Well,
this
I think maybe a couple new pool businesses need to open up here in the area.
Well,
if the demand is that high.
That's what Chris said. He's like, let's start a pool company.
Maybe. I heard you talk about this story. I thought it was going to be people putting furniture together. Like a, you know, like when IKEA gives you like the dresser and it's just like one of those like,
make it a race.
Those playoff shows about putting together furniture. Yeah.
You know what? Are you wanting to actually swim in your pool, or are you wanting to just kind of sit in it?
Sit.
You know, why don't you call a landscaping company? Call Burns Landscape. Like, seriously.
I need a
pond.
They
can just, because they do water features. They do like incredible water features.
I'm not looking for a
big
one.
I bet you could do like something like very natural looking.
Sit about six wide loads in it.
Absolutely.
Maybe have a fountain and a koi pond in the middle.
A waterfall that comes down into it. Yes.
All right, I'm on this. You asked me earlier what I'm doing this weekend.
That's
figuring
it.
Figuring this out.
That's what I would do. Seriously.
You could just get one of those big metal ones and then build stuff around
trough.
It. Yeah,
go
get the trough.
Feeder
doing
supply.
Yes.
All right, we'll get
so
to the
many options.
Rest of this E! News in just a minute. Traffic right now with Toria. What's up? Cincinnati's Q102, Friday morning. Thanks for hanging with us and getting your day started with the Jeff and Jen Morning Show. We have a lot of e-news stories. During the video on Facebook this morning, these two just were talking for like 3 or 4 minutes about this Sex and the City thing, and I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I can't believe you've never watched
not a
that
second of it.
Show.
Nope.
I wonder, do you think you'd like it? Do you think you'd enjoy Sex and the City?
Some of it. Not all of it. Yeah,
I'm not opposed to it. I just haven't.
How many seasons was it on HBO? Do you remember?
Maybe 8 or 9.
Is it on that long?
Let me see.
Wow, that is
it was
crazy.
A lot.
It did feel like a lot, but I would have guessed 5.
Maybe. Oh, really?
Max
6.
6. Okay.
There you go. So well, maybe more.
Here's the news that we're getting about the Sex and the City revival, and it is a super bummer, I think. But Chris Noth is not returning, so there is no Mr. Big.
Which is just dumb. I am not a fan of this.
Remember,
why? Like, did they even ask him to be a part of it? And he said no? Or, like, what happened here? Are we supposed to believe that she's moving forward without him yet again in life?
We just don't know. They got married in the first one. They had marital problems in the sequel. They stayed together, though, but we don't know. You know, we don't know if Carrie's going to be. Who was the other boyfriend that she had that we really, really liked?
Aiden.
Wouldn't that be nice? Would that be cool if Aiden came back?
But he was back in the second. We're talking about the movie. So after 6 seasons of Sex and the City, there were 2 movies. There was Sex in the City and then Sex and the City 2. And in the second movie, when she was at the market in India, I think.
Right.
I can't remember where she was, but yes, she ran into him. And remember, he had a baby and he was like happy and living another life and had this family or whatever.
But maybe something happened to his wife and now Carrie's going to raise his children.
I'm really annoyed that they're creating more crap for her and Big.
Yeah.
It's like they've been through everything.
They almost have to. Yeah.
I mean, seriously. What is he better die in?
They're going to have to kill him off.
They have to.
They just have to, because she can't be brokenhearted because he did something
else
stupid
again. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, he's got to be dead.
That's what I said. They're in their 50s now. Come on.
Enough of the drama.
We're done with that.
No idea what you're talking about.
So if you want to watch it, Sex and the City always has a marathon on if you have cable.
But you miss out so much on that.
I have the box set DVD collection.
Don't have a DVD player
that Jeff gave to me eons ago on my birthday. But it's on HBO Max. It's a great show. And I find it to be very timeless, like Friends.
Because it's about
Seinfeld,
relationships,
the Office.
Ultimately.
Yes. Okay. You know, it's one of those ones where
I'll give it a go after we finish watching, like, Firefly, Friends.
No,
or
don't watch that. And like,
I'm halfway through already.
Is it pretty good? Do you
it's
like
okay
it?
To stop watching Firefly Lane. It's okay. Just stop. I did, and you'll be fine.
But I want to know if she's going to stay with that little mechanic EMT guy.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
And I will save you time off your life. Anyway, Sex and the City, in my opinion, is one that's just classic. It feels like.
Okay. Girls, friends.
Especially women. Yeah.
As we age, how our relationships evolve and change with the marriage and the babies and all the business.
Yeah. And it's funny to watch. I never really, Jeff and I talked a lot about this, but like I had never been to New York City, and then I watched Sex and the City, and the city of New York is actually like its own character within the show.
That's really cool.
And it's really neat to like see things in New York through someone living there. It's cool.
Yep. All right. So the most hated band of all time. If you ask 100 people who their most hated band is, a whole lot of them are going to say Nickelback. But if you ask them to name their top 10, you're going to get a wide variety of results. So there was a website that used science and math to determine the most hated bands of all time. They created an algorithm based on things like most hated lists, message boards, articles. They came up with the top or bottom, depending on how you look at it, 21. So I will run through them all since there's only 21. Are you ready? Linkin Park, Spin Doctors, Nirvana, Rush, Pearl Jam, Oasis, Korn, Metallica, The Doors, Green Day, Coldplay. Then at number 10, Dave Matthews Band, Kiss, Radiohead, Fish, Bob Dylan, Mumford & Sons.
I'm with you on Mumford & Sons.
U2 is at number 4, Creed at number 3, number 2 is Limp Bizkit, and yes, Nickelback is number one.
Agreed on Creed, too. Oh, no, no.
Yes.
Ew.
You don't like it?
Ugh.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.